following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to My Two Cents. My name is Marianne Stanley, and I invite you to look at some of today's most pressing issues through an entirely different lens than that used by the corporate-owned media. Our focus will be on old-time journalism. In other words, on getting to the truth by referencing facts and sources. Stay tuned and see if you've had a hunger that nothing else could satisfy. Until now, that is. We don't have an obesity epidemic in this country, no matter what they're telling us. We don't have an obesity epidemic. We have a carefully crafted plan on the part of government and the food corporations to keep us unhealthily overweight so that the industry itself can gain huge profits at our expense. Why do I say that? I say that because I know that the reasons for our obesity are known. We know what's causing it. They know what's causing it. But we're not getting the information we need. When we hear today on national news that we have an obesity epidemic, and yet the word sugar is not mentioned, I know that they know, but they don't want us to know what the root cause of our problems are. Why would they not tell us? I'll tell you why they won't tell us. They won't tell us because there goes the industry. There goes the diet industry. There goes the medical industry. There goes the pharmaceutical industry. They're making a fortune off of our illness. They're making a fortune off of our being overweight. They tell us things that are so not true. It isn't that we're sitting around gorging ourselves, sedentary, lazy folks. Americans have never been that. But you cannot be thin and healthy. You cannot be of a normal weight and healthy. When we're pandered to at every turn, when we go into a grocery store and over 4,000 of 4,700 items contain high fructose corn syrup, which is a highly refined, toxic form of sugar, and you see that that's there, you pick up a box of this or that, you pick up a jar of this or that, and high fructose corn syrup is virtually in everything, how in the world are we supposed to be healthy? Our lack of health leads to gastric bypass surgeries. It leads to a burgeoning diet pill industry. Our pharmaceutical industry gets filthy rich off of our illness. Because, you see, when we have obesity, when we're overweight, it makes the rest of us sick too. Our livers are overloaded. Our pancreas is overloaded. Our gut is overloaded. We have problems with diabetes. We have problems with excess cancers we wouldn't have otherwise. We have heart disease. We have high blood pressure. And the list goes on and on and on. It isn't fair that our government knows better and doesn't tell us what we need to know in order to take back control of our lives. To see our own children getting sick and not understand the processes that are creating that is callous. It's unfair. So it's up to us. I would suggest that everyone start by reading a book by William Dufty called Sugar Blues. Sugar Blues is a little paperback by William Dufty, that's D-U-F-T-Y, that you can buy anywhere, and it traces the history of sugar and how we have become a kind of guinea pig for companies. When it comes to genetically engineered food, we're a guinea pig. When it comes to using toxic pesticides on produce, we become a guinea pig. When they only sell farmers genetically engineered corn that can't reproduce itself, we become guinea pigs. This isn't okay. This isn't acceptable. This isn't right. And until we see it and begin to be able then to take action against it, we're being played, we're being victimized, and we are easy prey for those who market toxic foods at our expense. If you want to see people not have obesity, if you want to see people who look robust and healthy again, then feed them locally grown whole foods that aren't loaded with pesticides and other poisons, that aren't genetically engineered. Because when foods are genetically engineered, that gets into our own gut and changes our own DNA, just like it changed the foods that had the genetic engineering done to them. We won't have obesity like we have now if people stop eating sugar. You can almost tell by looking at a person what their diet is. And I say that knowing that there are people who are super thin, even if they eat sugar. But these are people probably who are so consumed with body image, they're eating barely anything at all. So they're not going to have the weight on them, but they're also not healthy. And if they are, they won't stay healthy long. The thing is, we are unable to keep the weight off when the foods we eat make it impossible for our livers to do the work they do in clearing out the toxins and the sugars that weigh our system down. When we overload them and they can't clear that food out, then we have health problems. And we're certainly going to be overweight. In other words, guys, it's not your fault. And I don't mean to say that in a casual, cavalier way, like you don't have a role to play in all this, because for sure, you all do, I do. We need to become informed. We need to get educated. We need to learn as much as we can about how our bodies work and about what is going on out there in the food industry. When we have high fructose corn syrup, which is that highly refined element of sugar, and we have it in so many of our products where it's hidden and we have no idea it's there, like in a package of hot dog buns or a loaf of bread, for instance, and we're consuming it, we're making it impossible for our weight to normalize. So don't be hard on yourself. Read the book, Sugar Blues. That's a good start. There are many out there, but I like it because it's done in the form of a historical overview with a whole heck of a lot of information on how this all got going and what all it means to each of us in our daily lives today. Then everyone should go off on their own, pursue what interests them, but know that your kids are not going to be healthy on today's normal American diet. They can't be because we're being poisoned, literally being poisoned. Our bodies cannot be healthy as much as they would normally be healthy, because our bodies are incredible systems designed to keep us living for decades and decades and decades and decades. Now we're seeing cancers come in at earlier ages. We're seeing high blood pressure come in among children. We're seeing diabetes in children that we never saw at those ages. So it's time for us to say, enough already. We're going to take a closer, harder look at what is going on, and we're going to take back the reins of our own health. No more high fructose corn syrup. No more grains that are highly processed or highly processed foods even. If you want to be healthy, eat the foods you recognize. That's why local farmers markets are such great places to go. Or grow your own if you have any land at all, or you can bring containers indoors and set them in a window. Grow your own tomatoes. Grow your own herbs. Grow what you can grow for yourself, or have someone local that you trust grow it, and then buy from them. You want to make sure that your meats are not being corn-fed. You want to know that you're not eating the flesh of animals that have literally been fed things that are not their normal diet and that kills them, as cows die within 6 months of the time they start getting fed corn. Corn-fed beef is not healthy. Corn-fed beef is from cows that are dying because they are not being fed the foods that are natural to them. Cows need to eat only grass. And when they're given the high grain diet and they're fed corn, it kills them. It just impacts into their stomachs, and it would kill them if they didn't slaughter them for food. So the more we know, the better armed we are. You want to see the fat go away, stop the sugar. Give it a chance. I'll put this challenge out there. If you want to see what sugar does to us in the quantities we're getting it, and in the highly refined version, high fructose corn syrup, HFCS, that we're getting in so many of our foods, watch your labels and for 3 weeks, see if you can, and I'll tell you, it's hard. For 3 weeks, see if you can eat no sugar. If you don't eat sugar for 3 weeks, I will guarantee you will drop a lot of weight, 10 to 20 pounds, and that you will have more energy, that you don't have any bloating, that you will see a noticeable difference in how you look, it's worth doing. You'll feel better, you'll look better, and you'll say, what the? How'd that happen? But sugar is a very addictive thing, so be prepared for the first 3 days to be really, really tough. If possible, enlist the help of the people around you. But do it as an experiment. That's the best way to do it. This is an experiment. For 3 weeks, I can endure this. I mean, heck, Catholics that have to go through Lent, they endure 6 weeks of suffering and sacrifice. Surely, we can do three. And when that happens, and you begin to see the impact of what our normal diet has done to us, when you're not even doing anything horrible, then you'll say, oh my God, I'm being tricked, I'm being played, I'm being used, and they're creating this monster that's going to make them rich. My doctors, the pharmaceutical companies, they're going to get rich off of me. And that's their motive. Our motive needs to be ourselves. Our motive needs to be, I want to be a happy individual. I can't be happy if I feel awful. If I feel like crap, I can't get anything done. I can't be my best self. And there's so much inside of ourselves just waiting to get out, to express our potential, to express who we can be. And so the best thing we can do is get off our own back physically. Take the load off your liver. Take the load off your kidneys, your pancreas. Take the load off your gut. Give yourself a chance to get up off your knees. I guarantee you feel 1,000% better. I took this challenge, by the way, and when I did it, I was amazed. But I got to tell you, the first 3 days are hell. It is difficult because we are addicted to it. Sugar is addicting. It gives us that kick. But once you're eating, and here's something I would suggest, make yourself a tray of the vegetables you most prefer. For me, it was celery. And again, get these organic. You want to get them organic. And to see what foods you must eat organic if you want to stay healthy, look up online the Dirty Dozen. The Dirty Dozen are the 12 most pesticide-laden fruits and vegetables out there. That includes spinach, kale, lettuce, strawberries, blueberries, grapes, those kinds of things. But there are 12 of them. Look them up. Post them on your refrigerator. Avoid them. And try to eat everything you can that's organic. So for a tray of vegetables, and I find vegetables somehow keep me from wanting sugar. I don't know why. I imagine it'll work the same for you. But it's as you get off of the sugar and replace it with other things, you don't even want sugar. You can't even stand the idea of it. It doesn't appeal to you, even if you've been a donut fanatic. So for me, my tray of vegetables includes celery, cucumbers, sometimes green or red cabbage, little tomatoes, again, organic tomatoes. It includes carrots, although you're not supposed to eat too many carrots because they're high in sugar, natural sugar. Cauliflower makes a good vegetable tray vegetable. And those are my favorites. But you can use whatever vegetables you want, and I keep it handy, and I don't dip them in ranch sauce. I'll bet you if you look at your salad dressings, you're also going to see high fructose corn syrup in them. And so you want to avoid that at all costs. Get used to eating your vegetables alone. They're really good. I like to take a bite of cauliflower, for instance, and then pop in a little cherry or a grape tomato because it just tastes good. And you will see that your taste becomes sharper. It becomes more selective. And you no longer want the cloyingly sweet things that you used to crave. At least it works that way for me. And from what I understand, it works that way for anyone who's gone through the process of getting off of sugar. It's not easy. It was hard for me. For instance, I always had coffee with sugar and cream, and I knew that I wouldn't be able to just go to black coffee, so I switched to tea. And I mixed green tea, a bag of green tea, with the Good Earth tea, which has cinnamon and so many other things that it tastes like it's sweet and has sugar, although it doesn't. So it helps then to have something like that to rely on. But give it a try. I hope that I will hear some feedback from people who have done this, and they will say, oh my God, I look so good after just 3 weeks. I feel so much better. I hear so many people say, I just don't feel good. I just don't feel good. I feel like crap. I feel bad. I just feel awful. After 3 weeks, they're saying, man, I even talked my son into doing this, or I talked my husband or my wife into doing this because I just feel so much better. I can't believe the difference. Give it a shot. Be aware of the fact that we are being lied to and that we have no idea of what it is we're doing wrong. But I'm telling you now, We can make it better for ourselves and for others. We have to educate each other. And please, as a final thought, stay away from soy. Soy has always been touted as being this great health food. Well, that was before almost 100% of soy products were genetically modified, as they are now. You don't want to put genetically modified foods into your body because it gets into our DNA and can cause everything from sterility to death. You just don't want to mess with something like that. Our DNA is precious. It'd be nice to keep it intact until we leave this earth. So with that, I will end this, but please be aware of the fact that you do hold the keys. Go online, look up high fructose corn syrup or HFCS, read what you can about it. Get the book Sugar Blues. Look up the Dirty Dozen to see what fruits and vegetables you need to avoid at all costs, unless they're organic, and try to move in that direction. Please do get back with me. I would love to hear your stories, and when I hear your stories, I will be sure to put them onto a podcast. Until then, try to eat more nuts, particularly walnuts, which lower cholesterol, and almonds, which lower the risk of cancer. Try to eat no refined foods, if possible. Dairy is a good thing also to avoid. So get out there, experiment, let your body be your guide. So that's it for today's show. Thank you for listening. Your feedback is always welcome. Just email us at shout@theflypod.com. Until next time, this has been My Two Cents with Marianne Stanley.